39 years, almost four decades is the age gap in one of the couples from last night's Bachelor in Paradise.
It's a bit of a gap.
A little bit. Are you watching this season?
You know, I told myself I was going to, and then after the first episode, they've changed so much with it. It's like a game now because there's money involved.
Yeah.
And they brought the old Bachelor. When I say old, not like old contestants, like literally old people.
The Golden. They don't call them old. They call them Golden.
I don't want to get canceled. The Goldens. And the other Bachelor people. And it's just like, this isn't what I want to watch.
Well, and it's, like you said, it's not like they're there trying to find love. They're competing for money, which makes me wonder, okay, is that why April Kirkwood last night, who was 67 or is 67 years old, matched with Jonathan Johnson, who's 28? Like, I don't know. And I know there are people who have a big age range or age gap in their relationship and it works for them, but I mean, four decades, a lot happened in there. Like, what do you talk about?
What do you talk about? And to fill certain voids, it's just, to me, for those people that are in those relationships, I'm more so just curious than anything. How do you make it work? Because I don't know if I could go be in a relationship with somebody that's 70-something and be just comfortable and happy.
And okay, they're meeting on a TV show, right? Like, in the real world, like, where did you meet this 90-year-old man? Were you visiting your grandpa in a nursing home? And you're like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Howell next door.
Coco's.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's just, I have a lot of questions, too.
So now we're curious about age gaps. What about out here in the Inland Empire? What are some of the biggest age gaps between husband and wife? And we want to hear about it. We're not going to, you know, shame anybody.
After we just said all that.
Love is love. That's it. At the end of the day.
What's the age gap between you and Tori?
2 years.
Okay. Art and I are four.
Okay.
4 years apart. All right. Anybody top that? Is there anybody with a 39-year age gap?
That's what I want to hear.
Can you give us a call? 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Age is just a number. Love is love. All those cliches when it comes to relationships. But we want to know, really, what is the age gap in your relationship? And if it's big, how do you make it work?
Kyle chimed in on our Facebook page. Says he knows a guy in Chino that's 86 years old. His wife, you want to take a guess?
40.
27.
Okay. Come on.
Kel, you don't see a golden man walking around thinking, wow, look at him.
I'm sorry, but 87 and 27, like six decades. Like, that's a lot.
There might be something else she's after.
I think there are some ulterior motives.
Which
there.
I apologize. That's unfair for me to assume.
But I think you are saying what everybody else is thinking. Joe in Riverside, what is the age gap between you and your wife?
14 years and we've been married 18.
Nice. How'd you guys meet?
From a friend many years ago.
Who's the older one? Is she a cougar or were you robbing the cradle?
It's me.
Has age ever played a role in your relationship where people have called out going, that's kind of a big age gap?
Not really, because I act dumb and young.
At least you can admit it. I like that. The oldest I've ever dated, he was 10 years older than I was. I was 21. He was 31.
10's pretty big.
And that was, it was. But at that time, like, he had the same type of mentality that I did. And I was like, hey, I just turned 21. It was going to bars, having fun. Like, I feel like when you get older, there's more serious things that where you might bump heads.
That's where that disconnect is.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, and that's a great point, is when you're older or maybe when you're a little too young. Where then it's like kind of creepy.
Right. 909 text in. This is interesting. It says, I've dated 13 years older and 13 years younger. So I texted him back and I said, what do you prefer? I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but they said, tough one, probably older.
Interesting. I'm curious how old they were when they dated the 13 older and 13 younger.
Yeah, to have that over under of 16 years either side.
Yeah. Huh.
I mean, at least in your 40s, because... 16, 18, you know what I mean? What is the age gap in your relationship? You can call in now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. 91 and 46. That's a bit of an age gap for a couple.
You really got to be good communicators. I mean, but... Okay. What else is it?
Let me add a little bit more, because this was a text message we got from the 951 when it comes to age gap. Says they're very happy as a couple, this 91-year-old man and a 46-year-old woman. They've been married 20 years. Mm-hmm. So this was the age gap 2 decades ago. And when they met, he was not in a good place financially, because a lot of times when you hear about these older men, it's like, okay, sugar daddy type stuff. But now he's a millionaire.
Huh. So he had the business idea ready to go. He wasn't successful quite yet, and now he's
she
landed
saw potential.
It.
Manuel and Hemet, let's hear about the age gap between you and your girlfriend.
Well, it's not 39 years, but she's 52 and I'm 41.
Okay, so over a decade.
Yeah.
Nice.
But for my relationship, it's kind of a little difficult. She doesn't like when people say, oh, is that your son? Or like to the doctor's office, like she said, you brought mom with you, and she just, oh man, that's the most terrible thing that it can happen.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Awkward car ride home. How'd you guys meet?
Well, it's a long story. My oldest daughter is dating her son.
What?
And he was going through a divorce at the time. And so her son said, hey, mom, because my wife passed away. So he's like, hey, mom, you know, maybe you should take him out for a beer. So that's what happened. She took me out for a beer, and then it went from there.
So are you guys going to have like a double wedding?
She said she doesn't want to get married because she, you know, she recently went through a divorce. She says no.
Give it time. You said it was recent, right? The divorce was pretty fresh still?
Yeah. It's pretty recent. They're still fighting for the assets and stuff. But yeah, so that's why she's not planning on getting married yet.
Ooh, are you almost like the hot rebound where she's like, look, I went younger.
yeah, I'm the youngest that she's been with. But yeah, there's like little problems here and there because of the age. Sometimes she doesn't like to be seen in public a little bit. But, you know, I tell her I love who I love. I love you, and I have eyes for you, but it's a challenge.
Okay, well, hey.
Wait, you called him the rebound.
Well, he agreed. It's the first one after the divorce. Rebounds work sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. That's not a good term, though.
Well,
being a rebound?
I didn't mean it mean.
Manuel, I think you're doing great, bud. True love.
You're arm candy, okay? Does that make it better?